Mafia, A History of Its Rise to Power, by Thomas Repetto, narrated by Paul Costanzo. Introduction. The most secret and terrible organization in the world. It was the surprise television hit of the year. In the spring of 1951, the normally dull proceedings of a congressional investigation suddenly turned into a fascinating drama that gripped the country. Over 8 days in March, a U.S. Senate committee chaired by Estes Kefauver of Tennessee held hearings on organized crime in New York City. All three major networks interrupted their regularly scheduled programming to carry the proceedings live. Household chores, office work, and factory schedules were put aside as people became glued to the TV. The New York sessions were the climax to 9 months of hearings in 14 cities. During the course of the investigation, witnesses were murdered, and public officials were disgraced. Most important, shadowy underworld figures were made highly visible. Throughout the Kefauver Committee proceedings, there was a constant reference to a sinister, little-known group that played a major role in American life, including handing out death sentences to those who displeased it. Many of its leaders were men of Italian heritage, and the committee in its final report declared that, in its opinion, an organization known as the Mafia, descended from the Sicilian original, controlled the most lucrative rackets in many major cities and tied together criminal groups throughout the country. Americans had heard tales about the Mafia for over 60 years. Seemingly, the most prestigious legislative body in the country had finally confirmed its existence and its menace. A generation earlier, Italian gangsters had been largely confined to preying on their countrymen in the Italian districts of big cities and mill and mining towns. Now in New York, they controlled the country's largest port and the garment industry that produced most of America's clothing. Gangsters owned oil wells and premium liquor distributorships. In the 1930s, their influence in Hollywood almost led to the takeover of the movie business. For a time, the mob played a significant role in the automotive industry. In Chicago, the majority of unions were either run by gangsters or paid tribute to them. Even small cities like Tampa, Florida, and Covington, Kentucky, were tiny resort towns such as Saratoga, New York, and Hot Springs, Arkansas, were held in their grip. It was estimated that the wealth of the national syndicate was greater than that of the richest Fortune 500 corporation. How had the mobs gained so much power in so short a time? If the Kefauver Committee's assertion was to be taken at face value, it was largely the result of the work of a group of ruthless foreigners. Yet many knowledgeable individuals who had worked to bring about the investigation and provided it with valuable counsel did not agree. From their standpoint, such a conclusion was not only wrong, but would lead both the public and government down the wrong path. In the aftermath of Kefauver, there was a flood of books, movies, television series, and official pronouncements about the menace of the Mafia. This book details the rise of the Mafia in America, from the 1880s to the 1950s. For much of the 20th century, the American public, led by the press and movies, has used the word Mafia as shorthand for the Italian-dominated organized crime groups, but it is a misleading term. It places too much emphasis on foreign organizations and alien conspiracies. A more accurate label is American Mafia, which conveys the reality that Italian-dominated gangs arose primarily out of socioeconomic conditions in this country and often worked in partnership with mobsters from other ethnic backgrounds. While never compromising the totality of organized crime, the American Mafia formed the most influential and cohesive element in the loosely organized national crime syndicate that emerged in the 1930s. The use of the Mafia term is also seen as demeaning to a particular ethnic group. Tragically, during the period under study, a hard-working, law-abiding, and patriotic people were frequently stigmatized by the sins of a few of their members. Yet many of those who fought the hardest against the American Mafia were themselves of Italian heritage. Various reasons have been offered for the American Mafia's swift ascent to power.